We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rest in peace, Coolio. I'm going to pick some games to this beat right here from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Bills coming off a loss. They're headed to Baltimore to face the Ravens. 3-point favorite, Malzi.
Here's a little stat. You ever see those clickbait things where it's like, scientists hate him. This guy's discovered one weird trick to, you know, reverse the aging process, and it's always some jacked-looking 75-year-old guy?
Usually it's just like a picture of the girl from the AT&T commercial in a low-cut shirt, and it's like,
it's standing,
this is an amazing collection of photographs here.
Yeah, that too. That's another very good one. Here's this one weird trick, which is kind of self-evident, to beat the Buffalo Bills. Merely don't get blown out. You keep the game close. Guess what? Dating back to their season-opening loss to the Steelers last year, Bills, in games decided by 7 points or less, 0-7.
Okay.
I think Baltimore is plenty good enough to keep it that close at home, which means I'll take the Ravens in the points, and they're going to win straight up.
Donald?
Yeah, that game last week, I think, took a lot out of the Bills. The weather, just one of the many things. Plus, you're making Lamar Jackson and the Ravens a home underdog. I'll take the Ravens plus three.
Clean sweep. He's 2-0 as a home underdog. Lamar Jackson, the Patriots, beat the Chiefs. I like the Ravens plus three. All right, Moneyball pick, which means we get to pick any game on the schedule, and we get double the points if we get it right. Donnie.
I'm laying a lot of points here, but I'm going to go with Green Bay at home minus 9.5. Against New England, because it'll be Brian Hoyer most likely starting for the Patriots. I saw some reports that Mac Jones could play a very outside shot, but I don't think he will. I honestly might have taken Green Bay minus 9.5 here no matter what, so I'll take them here with New England having the backup quarterback.
My two-pointer is going to be going back to the Colts. Well, 3.5 is the line against Tennessee. They beat Kansas City by 3. They got back on track. Still looking for more from Taylor, still looking for more from that offensive line. But Tennessee got shut out by the Raiders in the second half, poor defense, and was a two-point conversion away from going to overtime. I think the Colts win that game by more than a field goal. Malzi.
Pony, you know, like the saying when they say about a team that won a game unexpectedly and then went into the doldrums that, oh, yeah, that game was their Super Bowl?
Yes.
You like that phrase? I think Seattle's opening week game against Russell Wilson was their Super Bowl.
Because it was.
It was, and they won it. And God bless them for
that. Season over. Congratulations.
Season over. Congratulations.
Have a
parade. It was a success. I think the Detroit Lions are better than their record. I think Campbell's got to smooth out some rough edges in coaching in-game decisions, but here's a little Jared Goff nugget for you. Jared Goff, last five home starts, 4-1, 14 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Jared Goff.
Huh.
I take the Lions big here. I think they win this by at least 2 scores very comfortably over a very bad Seahawks team. What is it, minus 4 I'm getting here on our friends?
You are at Rivers. You are laying 4.5 points.
4.5? I don't care one bit about the hook.
Myles Garrett, there's a picture up on our website at 93.7thefan.com of the vehicle he was driving in when he flipped it. Myles Garrett in his Porsche drove into a ditch. His car then hit a fire hydrant, and then it flipped over several times. There was a woman in the car. She suffered minor injuries. He was given a ticket today for this, Chris. Failure to control his car. It was a single car accident. Ohio State Highway Patrol. He was driving 65 in a 45 when it happened. And he's fine. He's going to play against the Falcons. Shoulder sprain, bicep strain, some cuts, some bruises. But when you look at this vehicle...
He's lucky.
It is a... Yeah, you're
He's
right.
lucky. It's a mess. The vehicle looks like somebody could have easily died in the accident. It looks... The damage is that severe.
Isn't it incredible with some of these modern cars, like a Porsche or these NASCAR vehicles? They go so fast. They flip over so many times. And people pretty much walk away from the wreckage unscathed.
Dude, I mean, some of the technology that's in, like, F1 or IndyCar to keep people from dying because of
previous accidents.
Why can't
we apply that to all cars?
I think the money involved makes it impractical.
Why can't we apply it to all cars?
I mean, yes, we could, but the companies that make said cars would say it's not worth it to spend that much money on every single car, which you can make a moral judgment on that statement or that reality for yourself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Minutes. Jeff Hathorn is at Steelers headquarters, and he's going to tell us what the Steelers have up their sleeve and hopefully break some of the Steelers practice report rules like Jim Colony used to do for us. By the way, I saw Jim today, and he is loving retirement. He had just gotten back from New England. He didn't look like a pale ghost. He had gotten some sun from being in Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Having some 80-degree days in September.
Wow.
Looked fantastic. Thought he was going to go play golf today in Mount Lebanon with Starkey and Zeiss.
Well, there's a trio.
Also let me know he would just love to fill in for us one day when you or I are out, and would still like to come on from time to time as a guest.
Wow.
And get takes off on the Steelers, yeah.
You guys had quite a conversation.
We did. And it was all near the bathroom in the hallway. People were going in and out. Marty Griffin walked by us. A couple other people.
What was he in the building
and
for?
We were carrying on. He had gotten locked out of everything. His computer credentials had gone
So he had
away.
To fix all that
He did,
stuff.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay. Plausible.
He asked about you.
Okay.
He said, I'm listening to Mulsey. I think he's doing some of his best work ever.
Now I know you're lying.
No, text him.
Why would that come up?
You're getting validation from one of the greatest radio talents in Pittsburgh sports radio history.
Why would it come up with him?
Because he's been listening. He likes the way Donnie Football's being integrated into the show. Donnie made a good first impression when they worked together back in July.
Wasn't Jim's lead topic Bill Russell that day?
Bill Russell, what did he mean to you? 412-928-9370. Chris, this game tonight that starts in about 3 hours, 3 days before the Steelers play a huge game against the Jets, this game between the Bengals and Dolphins, I think takes on entirely new meaning for Steelers fans. Now, I know you pretty well. I think you have a pretty defeatist attitude about the Steelers this season. So the idea that you would watch the Bengals and Dolphins for anything more than betting purposes or fantasy football purposes at this point would be far-fetched. You're not in the mindset or the mode where you're rooting for the Bengals to lose because it helps the Steelers win the AFC North, or you want to see the Dolphins lose.
So they show some vulnerability, yes.
Yeah, these are things that when the Steelers are a good team, we watch these games and we root for those types of things to happen.
Well, I mean, I have a national radio show now.
Right, okay, so that's the other thing.
Yeah, I have to watch
for that. So you're watching because you're trying to take stock of the entire league.
Yep.
Right, so those things that go beyond what they mean to the Steelers.
Sure.
But I do think this game matters a lot to the Steelers for this reason. The two quarterbacks in this game came out of the same draft class. Joe Burrow. Would you agree with me that Joe Burrow is a great quarterback, and he showed that last year, and he's going to continue to do great things for a very long time, provided his offensive line does not get him killed?
Yes, that last part's very important, but yes, provided his line keeps him upright and gives him time to throw, yes, I agree.
Would you agree that even though Chris Mueller was very anti-Tua before the season started, that maybe Tua has started to win you over a little bit? You might still be reluctant to declare that Tua is a franchise quarterback, but so far so good from Tua in 2022.
Surround Tua with a really good, it seems like, schemer of a head coach offensively in McDaniel. Give him maybe still the most explosive weapon in the NFL in Hill. Give him Waddle. Those are all great things. I am starting to come around on him. What's really sold me on Tua is when the one guy on Twitter flips his videos to right-handed and his throws look 10 times more impressive.
You told me that the other day. You said, get a load of this. I don't know how the guy came up with the technology to do this, but when it looks like the ball leaves his right hand,
you're like, damn, that guy can sling it.
Okay, so now that we have settled on those 2 points.
Yes.
Burrow, already great. Tua, potentially great. The way those two quarterbacks were handled very early in their career should give Mike Tomlin enough reason to go to Kenny Pickett now. The sooner the better with him. You're talking about two guys who really, if we're super concerned about when we pick a time to play a rookie quarterback, both of those guys kind of got screwed up at the beginning. Burrow went in and played on an awful, awful team. It was the reverse of what the Bengals did back in the day. We remember with Carson Palmer, when they made him sit an entire year to let John Kitna play, Burrow instead went right in and got beat up and got hurt. Tore his ACL.
Against the Steelers.
Yeah. Tore his ACL. That could have had, you know, awful consequences for his career right then and there. But Burrow's made of strong stuff, enormous swagger, getting drilled and severely injured was not a career ender, a career changer whatsoever.
Okay.
Tua. Tua was, basically could have changed his last name to Duncan. Could have been Tua Duncan. You know why?
Because he was related to Tim, the greatest power forward in NBA history.
Because he was yo-yoing in and out of the lineup his rookie year. You know Duncan makes yo-yos?
When you said Duncan at first, I thought I was being funny by making the Tim Duncan spelling because I thought you meant Dunkin' Donuts. Like he was dink and dunking the ball all over the field.
Okay, when I was in sixth grade, there was a weird yo-yo phenomenon in my school.
No, everyone,
did you have that too?
Yeah, we had it because it was the yo-yo that came back up without you having to know what the hell
the
you were doing.
The cradle deal?
What was it called?
I thought it was a Dunkin', man.
I think it was
the Monarch.
Duncan made the yo-yo.
I think it was the Monarch.
They were the overall company, but they made a yo-yo that basically was idiot-proof.
Cornfetter's trying to tell
Cornfetter,
us.
Cornfetter, just jump on the air and tell us, Cornfetter.
The sleeper, the Duncan sleeper, and you put it down, it sleeps by itself, and then you can do your cradle or whatever, and then it comes back up.
Thank you,
idiot-proof.
All right, thank you, Cornfetter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was yo-yoed.
Okay.
Brian Flores, who we like in Pittsburgh and we think was a really good head coach, and for good reason. Ryan Fitzpatrick started.
Yeah.
Then Tua went in for injury. Then he went back to the bench. Then after a bye week, which people are clamoring in Pittsburgh, wait until the bye week. Tua went in after the bye week. Fitzpatrick got benched. Then he sucked, got benched again. Fitzpatrick
Correct.
Went in. All the while, after that's going on, his owner is trying to trade for a sexual predator, Deshaun Watson, is trying to convince Tom Brady to
please come here and play for us. We'll even bring Sean Payton in to coach.
And, you know, committing acts of tampering.
Pretty egregious tampering.
Yeah, that are getting him in trouble with the league. And Tua is having all these things go on around him. And look at him now. He's got a winning record. I think he's won 9 of his last 10 games or something like that. I think he's on the right path. So my point is, if you're Mike Tomlin, what are you so scared of, dude? Like, even these once in a while, we bring up things like Derek Carr and Tim Couch.
No, David Carr.
David Carr.
You love Derek Carr.
David Carr, Tim Couch, as cautionary tales.
Both got, hold on, somebody pointed this out. I don't think it was on the air yesterday. Expansion teams. Not guys who came on to established football teams with a talent base.
Like
expansion teams that are supposed to be the true dregs of the league.
We cite these guys to make a case to sit Pickett when the offensive line actually here is not as bad as we thought it would be. Yeah, the offensive coordinator isn't perfect. But most of these young quarterbacks who go in are dealing with those situations anyways because most first-round quarterbacks come from bad teams.
Or go to bad teams,
yeah. So
it's all about the coordinator part of it, though, because I think Tua's situation, I think Burrow is just kind of like built different. I do think he's
and
like
he was
a
the
high
number
level
one
guy,
pick.
Right.
And I get that.
Video game stuff. I think Tua's situation probably isn't as rosy as it suddenly looks without them making aggressive moves to bring in weapons. And more importantly, without them bringing in a guy at coach who might have ended up being the brains behind Kyle Shanahan's offense in San Fran.
Sure enough, Chris. But like,
are the Steelers going to bring in a dude like that to scheme up the offense for Kenny Pickett? I know that the point here is more your first year doesn't have to be ideal and you can still thrive. But they don't have the infrastructure around him when he does get on the field as far as coaching and philosophy that I think is going to allow him to
thrive. My point is Joe Burrow got injured before he had Ja'Marr Chase and got sacked a ton before a great playmaker showed up. And Tua, you know, had a debilitating hip injury, got yanked in and out of the lineup, had his confidence shattered, and was still able to rebound once the coach and the weapons got in place. So if Pickett even goes in now and struggles, it's not a career ender for him, provided they do some other things better this offseason. It might even be helpful in making him a better quarterback down the road. You could actually, I think, make a pretty cogent, fair argument that even if he doesn't play well, in the long run, it's beneficial for him.
Well, there's two kinds of not playing well. There's, I learned my lesson from this. The NFL is a pretty steep learning curve. You have to make mistakes. You have to break a few eggs. Not even Tom Brady, despite his insane career, came out of the chute dominating opposing defenses. Then there's the other kind where you just get beat down. Like, my personal opinion on Zach Wilson is that he is headed for, because he plays for a sad sack, pathetically run organization. Zach Wilson, I think, even though he does have some real physical talent, is probably headed for the latter there.
Right, but if Zach Wilson had been drafted by the Patriots, is in New England, I'm still not convinced he's a great quarterback.
Neither am I, but I'd give him a much better chance. You know what else? If he had somehow been drafted by Jacksonville and gone number one overall, like two analysts said, and Doug Peterson was now his head coach, I still wouldn't have a ton of faith. But I'd have more. I would. So it's partly situation dependent. And I do think the Steelers, despite all of our problems with them and with some of Mike Tomlin's decision making and with their overall lack of success, they have an infrastructure where there is some talent on the roster, clearly. But Mike, this is where I come down on it. Mike Tomlin has to realize you can't just say, well, I'll do what I've always done as far as how I coach these guys up and who I hire to coach for Kenny Pickett. I know it's about him getting into the games, period. I know it is, and that's why I'm with you. I think he can learn from mistakes here. I also think he can make fewer mistakes than Trubisky can. I think it also might be beneficial for a player like Pickett to come in and see, oh, I can actually make throws at this level. I can process the defense fast enough. And then you maybe don't even have to go through the growing pains because he's actually making plays.
I don't think the offensive coordinator or the offensive line or Mike Tomlin or Mike Tomlin's preference to play conservative football, even if all those things are issues, I just don't think it's going to ruin the guy or set the guy back enough where that should be the reason to not play him. The only reason to not play him should be Trubisky's better than him. And who actually would have that opinion right now? After watching Trubisky through three games, maybe PFF, actually.
I mean, do you think Tomlin...
maybe so Pro Football Focus.
Do you think Tomlin looks at all of his tape and says, Mike, these guys are dropping the ball here, literally and figuratively for him? I think he still looks like the best guy for the job. I mean, seriously. You bring it up and you chuckle. I have no idea if the Steelers subscribe to the PFF stuff, like even if they poo-poo it publicly and then privately, like, give us the ultimate subscription here, we'll pay for it, we'll pay big money.
I feel like Omar Khan would and Tomlin wouldn't.
I actually disagree with you.
Really?
I think Tomlin would absolutely poo-poo it publicly and then take like a look at it to cover all of his bases. Maybe Khan would too, but I think Tomlin actually would look at it. I do. But he could look at it and see, like, look at the film, forget about PFF's grades, and say, wait a minute. He drops one in the bucket to Deontay, who drops the ball. Like, he's putting it on people at times. Yeah, is he missing receivers? Sure, so does everybody. I could see Tomlin having a much gentler opinion of Trubisky.
Will you watch the game tonight? Because there is a Chris Mueller fascination with the Bengals' white and black uniforms, the white Bengal tiger, the albino Bengal tiger, and the black and white striped end zones.
Yeah, I think that'll look
cool.
Does
Chris Mueller like the cool,
hard,
crazy
yes.
jersey combinations?
Hard yes. I think that one looks badass. Like, the design of it, I think that looks cool. Black and white, like, aren't the Brooklyn Nets the only other team that were like, hey, we're going to go black and white for our colors?
Are the Steelers going to do block lettering on their numbers for the Immaculate Reception game?
I would presume, right?
Are they doing any alternative jersey or helmet thing this year,
Donnie? Why don't the white pants?
They haven't announced anything. I mean, I would think that for the Christmas Eve game, they're definitely going with the block number.
Is this the kind of city, Donnie? Is Pittsburgh the kind of town, the only place in the NFL where maybe people would be, when asked about, like, what's a wardrobe change you'd love to see the Steelers do, people just go, you know, you might not hear this from everybody, but I would just love the gray face masks to come back.
No, I think that's a big deal. So,
other cities might have the same opinion? Because that does feel like such an in-the-weeds thing. It's one of those things that when I'm watching a football game in the moment, I, honest to God, never think about the color of the face masks. I really don't. I'm not sitting there going, huh, gray face masks today. That's interesting. Like, the only one I ever used to think of was like a – remember when Tuitt was in college at Notre Dame and he wore that shredder mask?
Don't the Colts have gray face masks now, but in the early Manning years they were blue? I think I liked them when they were blue. Like the Jim Harbaugh,
dude. They did a real subtle redesign of the uniform in like Manning's a couple of years into his career, where it was like a subtle but different shade of blue. And if you go back and look, sure enough, it's
like
a dark blue, and now it's a much more washed out.
I like the Vikings helmet with the purple face mask and not the gray face mask too. That's another one. I like
the ultimate. Yeah, that's actually a good point. Now that I think about gray, yeah, it looks different on the Steelers because there's so much black in the black and gold scheme. You know what's one uniform change I would make? It's not the Bengals. If the New England Patriots would just be forced to have the snapping Patriot on the helmet and have the red jerseys, give us those. They have some of the worst jerseys for
a
great franchise in NFL history.
You know what else jersey combination and helmet I think is played out? Broncos.
Yeah, they got to go back to the Orange Crush look. Because it looked really sleek when they did it in, like, 98 for the Terrell Davis Super Bowl
run.
Yeah,
they won
first
two
one.
Super Bowls with that jersey and helmet. I think, well, we got to
stick
with
another
it
one.
Now.
Here's another one. Even though the team looks really good and their quarterback might win MVP, and if you were smart, you drafted him onto your office fantasy team despite the protestations of one know-it-all in the office.
The Kelly Green Eagles?
They need the Kelly Green Eagles again, man.
Do you that like Giants NY helmet, or do you like the Giants script like they had the
other night? Didn't the Eagles also go silver pants with that look?
Yeah, they did.
That's a badass.
Did you
look.
Like Giants NY or Giants the Word?
Giants the Word, although my high school, so every high school around here, like in any city probably, oftentimes they come up with, they just take like an NFL team's logo. Gateway is the Vikings logo and what have you. My high school modeled it every time after the Giants and USC. So when the Giants had the Giants block, we were the Trojans in the block underline. When they Ooh. Went to the NY, we had a Trojan helmet in like a Trojan-looking face in the same place. Central's the one that has the Vikings and Gateway has the Packers. But, like, yeah, we would model ours after the New York Giants.
Who did Greensburg-Salem model their helmet design after, Donnie?
Well, the only applicable NFL team would be Detroit, and we didn't model it after that. We just kind of had, like, a GS on the side.
Well, that probably was, like, the Giants logo, like an NY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.